This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Donald Trump is now saying that he has great respect for FBI Director James Comey, but take a listen to what Mr. Trump said just a couple weeks ago.
Likewise, they have essentially corrupted the director of the FBI to the point at which stories are already saying that the great, and they are truly great, men and women who work for the FBI are embarrassed and ashamed of what he's done to one of our truly great institutions, the FBI itself.
So is James Comey still corrupted, Kellyanne, or is he only corrupt when he does something that Mr. Trump disagrees with?
So there are two separate investigations here. First, on July 5th, Jim Comey came out and told the world, Jake, that he was declining prosecution of Hillary Clinton based on the investigation. He then proceeded to tell us every reason why he should have indicted her. She should have pressed charges, that she was reckless, she was careless. 2 days later, he testifies before Congress under oath and completely guts his conclusion and completely undercuts Secretary Clinton's previous statements that there were many devices. Was there classified information exchange? Yes, there was. Was there national security information? Yes, there was. He completely undercut his own conclusion in that investigation. That led to tremendous frustration and criticism by many people who thought either put the statement out that you're not going to press charges and leave it at that, or if you're going to go public, at least let your comments, the evidence, match your conclusion. This new investigation is a completely separate matter in that he was in an impossible spot, it would seem to me, 11 days before an election. Had he sat on the information, one can argue that he also would be interfering with the election by not disclosing to the public that yet again, for the second time in a year, Hillary Clinton is under FBI investigation for something of her own doing. We are only having this conversation today, Jake, because Hillary Clinton flouted the law and went and set up a private server so she can hide stuff from the public.
Right.
And here we are again.
Interesting, you know, with Jake's question, and that has been consistent. It comes from the Trump camp. I mean, if somebody from the Trump camp was asking the question, I don't know that they would ask the question any different. He doesn't make any statement about, you know, as a journalism resource that they're going to check this out further and find out what, you know, what's been going on in the ensuing weeks since FBI Director Comey made the public statement that he would not indict Hillary Clinton. What we've heard from other sources is that there was rumblings within the FBI itself. So was Comey trying to save a little bit of face? Was he backed into a corner? I mean, you know, that heads he was going to lose, tails he was going to lose. Is this what prompted it? Did he need to demonstrate some objectivity even at this 11th hour? To be able to say, look, I am the James Comey that you always thought I was, that I'm apolitical, and he had no choice to do this. And not to mention the fact that, you know, the number of emails that were found on, you know, these devices, which in and of itself brings another question, Scott, and that is that if you're doing an investigation, why didn't they already have those computers already, you know, confiscated? Why didn't they have Anthony Weiner's, you know, you would think in the natural course of doing things, that's what you do. You seize everything from all the key parties involved. Uma Abedin is not somebody that is somewhere down the road. I mean, she is Hillary's right-hand person. They say that she is like a daughter, you know, to Hillary Clinton. I mean, they're so close. So why would you have not confiscated Anthony Weiner's computers a long time ago? And listen, if you remember what Donald Trump made mention of early on, which, you know, some people were really shocked, going, oh, you know, why are you bringing in Anthony Weiner in this deal? But nobody's saying that, hey, guess what? Donald Trump was right in saying that, you know, he was subject to questioning, that maybe he could be a potential weak link there. So, but there's no admission, there's no consideration for that statement. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Let's speak coming up next. The conversation will continue right here. Stay right where you are.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you know, if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be up to me and you. You know, the man, the woman in the mirror, 7 out of 10 of us agree we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, let's do something about it. And it looks like America is beginning to wake up here and do just that very thing. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be up to the voter politic. And here we are, about 8 days away from D-Day, even though some 21 million, or they're saying 22 million ballots are already in. Liz Peek is with us right now. Liz, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. Well, Liz, who would have thunk, 11, 12, 13 days away that we would have such excitement, huh? But not all that surprised considering the way this whole election process has been, right?
Well, yes. I mean, clearly, Director Comey has thrown a real banner in the works, and I think it'll have this impact. I mean, I think it reminds voters of what they really dislike about Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. I think it might further whatever momentum Trump had going into the last week. It does appear that the polls were closing even before this announcement of this letter that was sent to Congress. Mm-hmm. And mainly that closing came from independents, which is, of course, the group that Trump has worked very hard to convert. And it seems as though that was already happening a little bit. Hillary is still ahead in most national polls, but it's clearly toss-up levels. And, you know, I think the other thing is, that it's going to impact turnout. Hillary Clinton's group has been panicked, literally panicked from the start, that the so-called Obama coalition wasn't going to turn up. And she has, as a result, raised an enormous amount of money and invested that money in voter turnout measures, which I think have been smart for her.
Right.
But I think what an announcement like this does, what a development like this does, is that people who are already like, I don't like either of these candidates, but I guess I should vote for Hillary Clinton because everybody tells me to, you know, maybe that person just doesn't bother to vote. And
exactly.
I think that is worrisome to her. In the early voting states, it looks like she has an edge, but Democrats usually do. Interestingly, in North Carolina, African-American voting is down compared to 2012. And that is a worrisome thing for her. That's exactly what she's scared of. That's why Obama and Michelle have been out on the campaign trail, with Obama embarrassingly, I think, saying, you know, if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, it's an insult to me.
I know.
It's all about him.
Yes.
But I think they're right to be worried.
Well, remember, this was the same Obama that went to England to vote for them staying in the EU. And look what kind of response he generated there.
Well, I think Look, I think the president was toxic in 2014, but Democrats wouldn't even campaign with him. I think this this election has put him back into a more popular position because compared to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, voters say, wow, this guy was pretty good after all. Mm-hmm. And they have yet to hold him to account for failed policies, failed foreign initiatives, and also for lying to them on several important issues. It's remarkable to me, but he has turned his own personal fortunes around a little bit here, and he's certainly doing whatever he can to help out Hillary Clinton. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see if it's enough.
Well, Hillary has her issues, certainly, and he does too, which is surprising to me that he's even staying at the popular level that he is, and maybe it's just because not everybody across the country has opened up their envelope and realized the nightmare, the trick-or-treat of Obamacare.
Yeah, that is a big deal. It's probably, there are probably more Americans impacted sort of psychologically by this, if you will, than really, because as we all know, a lot of people get subsidies. But there are enough people reading those headlines to come to the conclusion themselves that Obamacare is not working. And I think that's, you know, if indeed that is his signature policy, the policy that in effect Hillary Clinton is running on, because as much as she has talked about trying to improve it and so forth, she's kind of backed off her earlier talk about a single-payer system, because I think a lot of Americans are like, wait a minute, you know, we've already turned over the bulk of our health care to the government. This is what's happened. Why in the world would we double down and give the government our entire health care program? And I think, you know, if you've seen recently, she was talking about that when she was competing against Bernie Sanders, but now she has sort of backed off because, you know, not many people think that's such a hot idea.
Well, especially if you're a vet, right?
Well, veterans have all kinds of other issues. They, you know, clearly the Veterans Administration, as much as there's been so much talk about making it better, it has not gotten much better. And, you know, veterans are like every other American. They're watching that kind of failure at the federal level and concluding that we need less federal interference rather than more, because the federal government simply is too big, too cumbersome, and full of, you know, lifetime bureaucrats whose jobs are secure and who really don't care about their productivity or their performance. And that, you know, at the end of the day, I wrote a piece many, many months ago talking about forget making America great. How about making America work again?
Yes.
And just you know, let's have all the systems of government get better. There is no incentive for it getting better. And, you know, conceivably some sort of dramatic change at the top could at least wake people up to those deficiencies, because right now far too many Americans are just willing to put up with it.
Yeah, it isn't. Well, because they've been, sadly, they've been reinforced by these policies. They've been, money's been thrown at them, and they've all been mediocritized. But at some time, and I think you're starting to sense this awakening of America, as they're realizing, hey, this isn't good. I'm not about staying home. I'm not about just, you know, surviving here. And I understand. I mean, we've all been there at different parts of our life. It's all part of the experience. When things get a little bit lean, you go into survival mode. And you and I have talked about this before. And that's that labor force that is not counted by the government. They're working under the table. And they're doing what they can to make $3,000-$4,000 a month. And if they can get food stamps along the way or whatever support they can, they're doing it to survive and help their families. But the government somehow thinks that these people just aren't working anymore. You got to be kidding me. How do you not work? You got to work. You got to eat. You know, last time I checked.
Well, unless you're the beneficiary of, you know, any number of government programs, that's correct. But sadly, there are also far too many people on disability and other programs meant to help people who are really in trouble, and now helping far too many who are not.
Yeah, when you talk about the numbers that are, they're astronomical, and like anything, when this happens, you know that there's all kinds of bad things that get involved with, you know, with government money when it's on the scene. We've seen this happen time again. Listen, we come back, I want to talk about the effect on Wall Street, how it took a sincere dip of on the announcement that FBI James Comey was opening up the investigation on Hillary Clinton. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're talking with Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. More from Liz after the break. Stay with us, America.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartavite. Cartavite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartavite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm
You're
crazy.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Hey, welcome
Welcome back, America. It's Halloween 2016, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with Liz Peek continues, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Well, Liz, Halloween in the city there in New York. I mean, I love Christmas time. I'm going to come up there first week or so of the Christmas season to spend some time in the city, as I was telling you. But I've never been there for Halloween. What's Halloween like there in the city? I mean, 8 million people all close. I mean, it's a lot of candy.
In the part of town where I live, there are a lot of schools, and there are tons of kids, and it's really very fun, actually. A number of blocks in my neighborhood cordon off the blocks. They close the blocks to traffic, and they have house parties. One of the blocks near me, all the townhouses, it's a townhouse block, not too many big buildings, and they all would open their doors, believe it or not, and have one friend of ours who lives on that street handed out 3,500 pieces of candy last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
It's really fun. It's like a big party, and most of it is very fun and innocent and joyful and just the way you'd hope Halloween would be, right?
And we kind of need that right now, don't we?
We sure do. A lot
of crazy stuff. Well, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, with your experience in Wall Street, what was your read after the Hillary announcement with FBI James Comey reopening the investigation here, or at least saying he needed to take a look at it, I guess are the specific words, but which is something else we can talk about. But Wall Street, boy, immediate dip on that announcement.
Well, and interestingly, the foreign markets are off a little bit today as well. You know, with like not a 1% kind of decline, but 0.5% and so forth. Look, I think it's an unstabilizing situation, and that's what Trump people like, in the sense that you're not going to shake up the establishment by going along with the status quo. And I think we have truly a very, very obvious choice here. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, without a doubt, is the protector of the status quo. And if you don't believe me, just go through the WikiLeaks revelations. Is she a firebrand leftist populist or leftist progressive? Maybe to beat Bernie Sanders in the primary, she adopted a lot of his very left-wing policies. I don't think she's going to follow through on those. Number one, she's praying, believe me, to have a GOP Congress so she doesn't have to follow through on those. But the markets are telling you she won't, that she will basically stay steady to the kinds of policies we have in place now, policies which, let's face it, have been very beneficial for big corporations, not so beneficial for workers. And that is the ultimate tension in this election. A lot of people like myself have benefited, who own stocks, whose retirement funds are in the market, from these very strong stock gains over the last 6 or 7 years. But, you know, I also can support Trump because I understand that there are all kinds of corruption issues that have emerged in the federal government. I think the federal government's too big. I think power should go back to the states. I do not want to see Hillary Clinton in charge of what our Supreme Court looks like over the next 10 or 20 years. So even though, yes, I am comfortable with the economic environment, because it, you know, for a lot of us who have stock market investments, it's been very lucrative. I'm going to vote for Trump because I understand the other side of the coin. And so that's a long-winded answer. The answer is Trump unsettles the markets because people really don't know what he will do if he's elected.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this, Liz. You know, after all this contention and everything that's going on, regardless, either candidate, I mean, they're coming into the office. I mean, both of them are leaking oil on their way, on their way to be sworn in. And particularly Hillary after this latest batch of announcement. But you said something that I think people stood up a little bit, and that is saying that she can only hope the GOP holds on to the House. She doesn't want to be forced to be in a situation. You imagine how much power Nancy Pelosi would have on the heels of the Democrats taking over the House?
Well, and just a week ago, remember, that seemed like it was a possibility. It's interesting. I'm writing right now this morning a piece on, you know, here we are. It's a tightening race. What does Hillary have that Trump doesn't have? money. She has tons of money. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is, as of a week or two ago, her campaign was becoming so confident that she began to leak money to down ballot candidates in other races. For example, she spent some money in Texas. Well, not on a particular candidate, but maybe just to goad Trump into sort of saying, you know, hey, look, we're leading in Texas. And she's spending money in Wisconsin, where she's up 6 or 7 points. She doesn't need to spend money in Wisconsin, but she's hoping to help out Russ Feingold. Mm-hmm. I mean, her camp became pretty darn complacent, I would say, and began to spend money elsewhere, where those, that's going to disappear. And she's going to start, you know, buying ads in toss-up states like Ohio and Florida, because right now she's behind in Florida. And, you know, she may not win this unless she can buy it. And I think that's going to be now the real question going down the home stretch here. Trump has, as we all know, practically no organization, no vote get-out machine. All he has is himself, really. I mean, it's an astonishing, at the end of the day, when the clouds clear, we're all going to look at this and say, holy crow, win or lose,
how did
this
he compete?
An astonishing performance.
Exactly. How did he compete?
I mean, I know.
You know, and the brand, you know, the Trump brand, I mean, he's got Republicans against him, you know, the traditional guard, as you would say, all that. Getting back to the emails, were you surprised at the FBI, like I was, that what took them so long? Why hadn't they not confiscated Anthony Weiner's laptop and Uma Abedin's laptop that was in their home on the first, you know, brush of the investigation? You would have thought that was the automatic thing to do, and you find out afterwards, oh, only because of this sexting issue, they now pull up his laptops and her laptops out of their homes, and there's over 600,000 emails.
Well, look, I think that what we all know about the FBI investigation was that they left a lot of stones unturned. I mean, that's the bottom line, right?
Yeah, right.
If you interview Uma Abedin and you say, have you turned over all your devices? And she says, yes. In the prior investigation, that was good enough. Mm-hmm. And so the FBI walked away from that. I, you know, my husband and I were just sort of trying to suss this out last night. Forget all the chatter. Mm-hmm. What really happened here? What made James Comey make this announcement? Clearly he is maybe not a partisan guy, but he's a political animal, right? I mean, his future depends on being reappointed or being appointed to some higher office. So why would he clearly take this very risky chance? And right now, as you know, the Democrats' hate is coming down on him like a hailstorm.
Yep, exactly.
Why would he have done that? Well, because he faced some other bigger threat. And what was that? I have to assume it's that a whole bunch of people in the FBI were about to resign and go public with their furor over the way the investigation was handled. I think that is the only logical conclusion, because Comey is not a kamikaze pilot. I mean, why would he have done this to himself?
Exactly.
Only because something worse could have happened to him.
Well, and that's the thing, Liz. I'm surprised. I don't know why. I just say that, and only because I want to hope and think the best of people, is where's the media, you know, looking into this? Because we've been hearing for the last 2 weeks there was rumblings inside the inner machinations of the FBI, to your point.
Where are the investigative journalists? Well, they are all in the tank for Hillary Clinton. And that, you know, I don't say that lightly, because I think it's a horrifying revelation or discovery, but that is the discovery, and there have been any number of WikiLeaks things that have pointed to that. That's where we are.
It's pretty bad when people are thanking WikiLeaks and James O'Keefe with Veritas, you know, for their exposure of the, you know, the greed and the corruption that's going on in our government today, sadly so. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Thank you, Liz. Appreciate you coming on. Happy Halloween to you. It's 29 after.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's the place if you want to join us online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have across this country, not to mention around the world via shortwave as well. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Gerald Weber is with us. At 26, he became the youngest chief of staff in the U.S. House of Representatives. Several years later, he spearheaded Vice President Joe Biden's own presidential campaign in Pennsylvania, and for many years he served on Al Gore's steering committee. Now, Gerald is using his status as a political insider to provide a candid account of our current political climate, oy vey, as they would say. He has got his second novel, The First Gentleman. Gerald Weber, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Bill. It's great to be with you this morning.
Well, in your novel, The First Gentleman, I'm not sure you had made room in a chapter for, you know, as well as you know, Joe Biden to take on a presidential candidate in, you know, behind the gym, as they say, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I talked to Calvin Trillin, the American literary icon, on the 15th of September, and he said, Gerald, you know, the problem with writing political commentary is by the time the book comes off the presses, it's already been exceeded by reality.
Yes, exactly. Well, boy, is that a perfect quote, especially in this one here. I mean, we've been saying for quite a while, right?
Who Donald Trump might be bailed out by Anthony Weiner, of all people. I mean,
I know. Right? It is amazing. Well, you know, the whole situation here, and, you know, it's just the delay, and we've had a slow drip release of this information. And, of course, all you talk about a perfect storm, the pressure that Comey has been under. It looks like what we hear about is rumblings within the agency itself. And then this comes up, and then we're talking over 600,000. I mean, you know, we're complaining that 30,000 emails have been missing from Hillary Clinton. Now, all of a sudden, we find 600,000 from, you know, a couple of computers that probably should have been confiscated by the FBI months ago.
Yeah, and I think we have to accept that Comey is has integrity and is doing his job, and so that certainly raises questions for Clinton's campaign. I mean, on the same token, I think that the American intelligence community, which provides Donald Trump with his intelligence briefings, they also have integrity and they're trying to serve the country. So I think from a conservative point of view, you have to be dismayed when he ignores those intelligence briefings. It says, well, I don't know if the Russians are doing anything. They seem like good guys, and maybe right. It's some kid in his basement. And so, you know, I think you have to give these honest people their due, and it creates a problem for Clinton as well as Trump.
Well, when you hear of a flotilla of boats, ships rolling into the Mediterranean, I think that's kind of gives you a little bit of indication, not to mention the fact it was in 2012 that Mitt Romney said, hey, okay, you got to keep an eye on the Russians. And then, you know, Barack Obama kind of laughed at him, like, what are you talking about? You know, where are you getting your information? You know, you're so far off the mark. And then here we are not too long afterwards. Hey, the Russians are moving. They're moving hard. They see the opportunity to cast a bigger footprint in the Middle East, and they're off and rolling, aren't they?
They certainly are. And I think that's a foreign policy nightmare. It lies at the feet of our current administration. You know, one of the things about writing fiction is that you can engage in wishful thinking. And I wrote this book 2.5 years ago, The First Gentleman. And you know, I think a lot of people on either side of the aisle, you know, like the idea of a female candidate for president. Mm. And I certainly did. So I created one I think is perfect. I mean, I prefer my female candidate in the First Gentleman to the existing one. For instance, mm-hmm. Melinda Sherman in the First Gentleman is a veteran of the Iraq War, and I think Hillary Clinton's a veteran of being married to Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's almost like combat pay, huh?
Exactly.
Just saying.
and you know, my candidate poses gun control, and I think Hillary's pretty much in favor of it. And then Melinda Sherman in the First Gentleman is a Christian, even though she's a Democrat. And she also openly discusses the differences, I think, that are true in Muslim theology. And I don't think most leading Democrats will ever even talk about that, although I think it needs to be talked about. My candidate speaks from the heart. An interesting thing too is Melinda Sherman in the First Gentleman says that that workers in Kentucky should not be paying taxes to defend workers in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Here's, you know, I wrote that 2.5 years ago, 3 years right. ago, and here's Trump saying the same thing. And I have to say that's probably the case. I'm not sure I'd go about it the way he does, but,
right.
You know, American taxpayers are paying to defend our very, very wealthy economic competitors.
Right. Well, Gerald, you know, this is all part of the issue. I mean, how do you get attention, you know, but with big headlines? And Trump is a big headline guy. That's how he's built his brand, right? So how is he going to talk?
He's sort of the Cersei Lannister of American politics. He's not afraid to blow things up.
I mean, right.
He once said that, you know, he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and his followers wouldn't mind. And I think he should have believed that because he could have easily pivoted and become a standard conservative candidate, and he would have kept his followers. He probably would have brought more people into the fold in the boot, you know.
Well, some things, some people say that he might be a little prescient, not only that he could, but also Hillary could, because people look back in the wake of the massive of devastation that has been behind her and say, she's pretty much, she's done a great job of that herself. And this has been a tough thing for her followers, you know, especially in light of this recent FBI revelation. Is like, wow, what do you, you know, how do you do this? I mean, you're 11 days away, and, you know, Comey's in a tough situation. You know, whether it's the FBI, the Supreme Court, they really just don't want to meddle here. And it was almost like he had no choice. He was like backed in a corner. What do you think?
No, I think he had a great deal of pressure, and he obviously was of two minds when he closed that investigation. So mm-hmm. I can understand exactly what he's saying. It's an interesting thing. You're right about one thing, and that is, you know, Trump can say whatever he wants. He's going to keep his supporters. I think it's kind of the way, same way on the other side, and that mm-hmm. is that, you know, Hillary's been around for so long. If you haven't formed your opinion of her by now,
right.
You're not going to, you know, it's not going to change. So I don't think he's going to lose any support. I think that certainly this is going to energize his supporters a great deal more than they already are.
Well, not to mention the fact, you know, like what you brought out in your book, The First Gentleman, in designing a worthy candidate that, you know, you had a lot more yeses than negatives for. And I think, Gerald, a lot of the candidate resembled somebody that would have come out of, I think, the old Democratic Party, if I might say, with all due respect, you know, John Kennedy's Democratic Party, not necessarily the current one that is in right now, because, you know, when I have conversation with staunch Democrats, and I'm more in the middle and probably more leaning to the right, but more in the middle anyway, is that I feel like, okay, we can arrive at the same destination. It's how to get there. And that's what becomes, you know, the points to ponder and to debate on. But right now it just seems like we're, you know, we're just like polarizing magnets here, you know, trying to come together.
Yes, when I wrote the first gentleman, I wanted to create a candidate was sort of libertarian but center left, and she's also in a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. She's attractive in so many different ways, but she
wow,
also,
you just—I mean, this is great. I mean, when you build somebody, you just say, "Hey, let's just say,
exactly.
We're going to give her the Medal of Honor." You know, she's a military veteran. My goodness, this is great.
I think what I anticipated was what I call the end of politics, and certainly Trump doesn't come out of politics, and
right.
in a way, neither does Sanders. He's a completely different animal. And
right.
We have this merger of public and private with Facebook and all this other stuff, and there's a 24/7 news cycle. I think politics can be very different from now on, and it's and what I think is called for is a candidate like I have, who's mm-hmm. like not exactly coming up through the political ranks, but sort of comes out of popular culture, not unlike Trump,
mm-hmm.
and does this I think is the real important thing is what we're seeing in Trump and Sanders in a way actually began with Reagan, because Reagan was not afraid to take
right.
unfavorable positions,
mm-hmm.
but he looked at him and he said he's got the strength of his convictions, he's a leader.
Right.
And people could see that. And this is what in the first gentleman, my candidate, does that too.
Well, we're running out of time here,
magnetic,
Gerald. Hey, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, The First Gentleman, available at all the usual places.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
I can't, especially on Halloween 2016. Why not? Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we got a real treat for you. It is about a new book that's gaining a lot of attention. Earning It is the title. Hard-won lessons from trailblazing women at the top of the business world. More than 50 trailblazing executive women who broke the corporate glass ceiling offer inspiring and surprising insights and lessons in the essentials, in the trenches, career guide from a Pulitzer Prize award-winning journalist, Joanne Lublin. She is a management news editor for the Wall Street Journal as well. Joanne, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Congratulations on the book. What a great opportunity. I love opportunities like this when you can talk to people who have made it and you go out and you grab the nuggets of their life that you can pass on. And this is really golden. This is awesome.
Well, the most awesome thing was that these women chose to give back by agreeing to talk to me for the book. And some of them now are doing public events with me. On Wednesday night this week, the Rockefeller Foundation is hosting a special event just to talk about the book. And two of the women that I interviewed for the book, Andrea Jung, the former CEO of Avon, and Abby Raven, the former CEO of A Plus E Networks, and one of the founders of the History Channel, will be joining me on a panel to talk about their input into the book.
Well, and you had opportunity to meet and interview Carly Fiorina, former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, Mary Barra, CEO of General Motors, and Brenda Barnes, former CEO of Sara Lee. I mean, over 50 women, and the success stories and the insight is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
in fact, nearly two-thirds of the women I interviewed are experienced public company CEOs, including the two sisters, the first sisters to ever become CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, one of whom is Denise Morrison at Campbell Soup and her sister Maggie Wilderotter from Frontier.
Well, go figure, huh? I mean, this says a lot about, you know, talk about gold, about the gold in them, our hills, that has been waiting on the other side of the gender divide, doesn't it?
Yes, but unfortunately, very few women have gotten over the other side of the gender divide, and that's part of what the book's about.
Yeah, but when you have this kind of success, and it's pointed out,
I think this will help contribute to some of those ceilings being busted through. I don't know how you deny the obvious because, you know, one of the things that my dad always taught me is, you know, that the cream always rises. And I know that it's been difficult in many cases for some of these women to rise through and break through the ceiling. But
right.
Sometimes you just can't contain it. It just has to come through. And these women, what they had to endure is extreme, but it also adds to why they're so strong and have been so successful, doesn't it?
It is, but none of them did it in a vacuum. They all had tremendous support, whether it was support on the home front, from a husband, from their own parents, from a nanny who sacrificed all to be there when they needed her. They had tremendous support in the workplace. They all had very powerful corporate sponsors. For the most part, those were men. In some cases, they were women.
Mm-hmm.
But these women didn't achieve leadership, senior leadership roles in a vacuum.
Yeah, you can't be a leader without followers, right?
Absolutely. But you also have to have people who believe in you and will support you.
Exactly. And they will if you can go do the job. If you're
exactly.
winning and you're true to your word and you have integrity, you're going to have people following you.
That's true. But none of us is perfect.
No,
these women
not
were
claiming,
criticized
you know.
By people that work for them. You know, the idea is to try and get along with as many people as you can and find the folks who've got more power than you do to be your sponsors.
Right. It's almost every day they're running for president. It never ends. It's not a 4-year cycle like some, right?
Right. Exactly.
Well,
and some of the other women in this book ran for statewide office and didn't win. Meg Whitman spent $140 million of her own money running for statewide office in California. She said after spending all that money and losing, becoming chief executive of Hewlett-Packard was easy by comparison.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, well, she got to figure she had to get some return for all that money.
Exactly.
I would have told her early on she didn't have a fair chance to win in that situation. California is just so caught up in their nine-dot paradigm that it was really
impossible.
And,
in fact, I asked her why she thought she lost, and she said she thought it was because she didn't tell enough of her personal stories. She got sort of hung up on the issues in a vacuum. And so when she became CEO of Hewlett-Packard, she very much focused on telling personal stories as to why this or that corporate goal was important. And frankly, I've had a lot of people read the book who have never been in corporate America. They're librarians or teachers or other kinds of professionals, and they all just find themselves captivated by the personal stories.
Well, I would tell her personally, this is a personal anecdote, she had an opportunity to be on a couple of stations that their reach in California was 85% of the market.
Oh my God.
I tried to get her on the station. She would not answer a phone call. And she could have had all the free time she wanted. And we'd have loved having her on. They never answered the call. And that's just one side thing. But those are opportunities. And when you talk about communicating the message, that is key. One of the things that stuck out for me in your book was the two most common leadership traits exhibited by the corporate executive women that you met. What are those two?
The two most common leadership traits that I found the women exhibited, one was resiliency in the face of setbacks. They didn't allow them, got knocked down.
Yeah.
Meg Whitman herself got fired from her very first CEO job. She was running a flower delivery service that we've all heard of.
Yes.
But they didn't, they bounced back. And the other trait was persistence. And whether they were set back or not, they were very persistent and single-minded when, a goal was in sight of achieving their goal.
Well, you also bring out that another difficulty that these women face is kind of what they've been brought up with in the business world, that, they don't deserve to be the CEO.
Right.
You know, they're just not made out to be that way. And in spite of that that kind of paradigm and that kind of environment, they had to fight through that.
Right, but you know what? That's what makes you stronger.
Yes.
Setbacks are what make you a better human being if you can figure out what it was that you learned from it. And a lot of them did learn a lot of things from their setbacks. And then they did something about it.
Exactly. Well, John, you mentioned earlier that, you know, it takes a team. I mean, they've got a network. They got to have an inside team. They even have to have an outside team, including, who's going to run the household? Now you got to find a man who is open to come alongside a strong woman who is breaking through tradition. And you need a father to run the household. Boy, that's a tough thing for, you know, women to find as well.
The men are as much the heroes in this book as the women are. And in fact, that's why I deliberately titled my last chapter of the book, Male Champions of Women. And I profiled men from three different generations who had gone above and beyond to advance the career success of women. The first one was the father of these sisters who became the first sisters to become CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, an AT&T manager named Dennis Sullivan, and then Denise obviously is named for him. The second one was Doug Conant. Doug Conant was the CEO of Campbell, who mentored and sponsored Denise Morris in 4 years, even before she came to Campbell. He himself, when he was CEO of Campbell, had an epiphany and realized he really wasn't doing enough for women. And he's now retired, but is doing leadership consulting. And then the third man I profiled in that book is a man in his 40s, a lawyer named Ed Zimmerman, who took a public position at a conference and then in his blog that he wasn't going to serve on any panels at tech industry conferences or any go to any tech industry dinners if there wasn't at least one woman with him on the panel or at the dinner.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, you know, so the axiom that behind every good man is a supporting woman, we find the opposite to be true, that every successful woman has a supporting husband, right?
To the extent that they are married. They're not all married, obviously.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, we also hear a lot, Joanne, about the pay gap between male and female. What did you find here?
Well, unfortunately, it's not really getting a lot better. It's obviously better than it was years ago, but everyone thought, you know, that it would get better by now. And in fact, I quote one report that said, based on the current trend, U.S. women are not going to achieve pay equality with men until the year 2058. And that a typical working woman loses more than $500,000 over her lifetime due to the gender wage gap, and even more depressing, those losses are even greater for those with higher levels of education.
Wow, that's amazing. Joan, I guess the final question here is, you know, I mean, it seems obvious, but I want to know from you, what motivated you to write this book?
It was twofold. It was, number one, a desire to give back to women in my daughter's generation, who is a millennial, and I felt should benefit from the experiences of women who came before them, just like women in my generation have stood on the shoulders of the generation of women before us. I felt that the younger women should have the benefit of other women's experience so they didn't have to keep reinventing the wheel. And the second motivation was having written about management issues for over 25 years for the journal, started our career coverage. I had met a lot of amazing women. And
well, we got to leave it right there, Joanne. Joanne Lublin, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, management news editor for the Wall Street Journal, and her book, Earning It, on Bill Martinez Live.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. Then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Worried about